Maybe we are seeing it more in the US, and maybe it's just because the way I've grown up being both a psychologist and a business person, that our firm has always been focused on both the commercial side of it and the personal side of it, and thinking about not only what are the impacts of what I'm doing for the individual, but what are the impacts, what's the impact for the larger entity that you're working with. When I was doing a lot of family therapy, I wasn't just focused on whether the individual had their needs. And oftentimes I found myself working against individual therapists because they weren't paying attention to what the organization, to what the family system was doing and what they were needing. And, you know, sometimes you do have to emphasize the individual over the family or the individual over the business. You know, we all have had clients that where the real answer for that individual was that you're in the wrong job or the wrong business for you, and you really shouldn't be there. And it's not our job to tell them they shouldn't be there, but if they're telling us, I think I'm in the wrong job, you can't really say, oh no, you should stay. And so you really do have to pay attention to the individual needs, but we're also working for the company. And so, you know, most of the time, I'm sure there are times where it's not true, but most of our clients, they're interested in both the individual's needs and the business needs, whether it's being more strategic or thinking on a more enterprise level or focusing on their team more effectively or being more inspirational. These are all things that we end up working with, and they're in the interest of both the individual and the organization.
Yeah.